This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for hour number one, first time in a couple weeks. Lee has been available to do hour number one, and I cannot tell you, do you hear the spring in my step? Do you hear how happy I am starting this show at 4 o'clock West Coast time instead of 3 o'clock? I got in such a great workout and got in all my important business phone calls, got all my important work done. Makes such a difference in my life. Love being with you guys, but love being with you guys an hour later because it gets me in a great mood because I get so much work done. And also, playtime. When I work out in the gym, that's like playtime to me. I love working out in the gym. I had an extra hour today, and I wrote a commentary for this weekend, Sunday's nationally syndicated newspaper column that goes out courtesy of Creators Syndication Network, and it is called The Shameful Public Lynching of John Gruden. The Shameful Public Lynching of John Gruden. The NFL has betrayed us again with the god-awful firing and public lynching of Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden. But why should the way the NFL treated Gruden surprise anyone? After all, the NFL is always wrong about everything. Actually, it's clear the NFL's whole goal in life is to throw their own customers under the bus while courting people who have never watched NFL football and never will. Smart. Remember the recent TV ads reporting the NFL is gay? The NFL is lesbian? The NFL is bisexual? The NFL is transsexual? Really? Is that who sits in the stands? Is that who lives and dies with NFL football? Is that who bets on the games? Are you kidding me? The people who love football, who live and die with NFL football, are overwhelmingly just like me. And we're just like John Gruden. We're rough, tough, macho, disciplined, take no crap, patriotic, primarily white, male, middle class, Trump voters. There, I said it. Like it or not, that's the raw truth. The NFL's main customer base is Trump voters. And one other thing NFL fans have in common, we believe actions speak far louder than words. We believe sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you. We watch what a man does, not what he says. We don't hide in safe spaces over words. Hey, NFL, want to know what your own customers really think? We don't care what John Gruden said in private emails from 10 years ago. This was a witch hunt. This was a shameful public lynching of a Super Bowl winning coach. Somebody had it out for John Gruden. They wanted to ruin his life. They wanted to end his career. And I'm guessing the guilty party is the pathetic, bleeding-heart liberal commissioner of the NFL who was filled with rage when he found out Gruden called him a pussycat. Let's just say a pussycat. John Gruden made a big mistake. He should have sat down with his team's owner and said, hell no, I won't resign over words in a private email from a decade ago. I'm coming out of the closet. I self-identify as Hillary Clinton. Those should have been your magic words, John. I am Hillary Clinton. I am woman. Hear me roar. End of witch hunt. You'd have been celebrated the next day for being the first openly transsexual coach. They'd have thrown you a ticker tape parade down the Vegas Strip. ESPN would have awarded you an ESPY award for courage. And the Raiders would have built you your own bathroom. And as a bonus, the NFL would have erased your emails. Hillary erased 33,000 emails upon getting a subpoena from Congress. Not a word was ever leaked from Hillary's 33,000 emails. The media blacked out the story. John Gruden just needed to become a liberal woman. Here's how the NFL's most loyal customers really think. If we're now everyone, we demand NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell release all his emails for the past 10 years. You think the commissioner never uttered a shocking word about owners or players? We demand every NFL owner release their emails for the past 10 years. Every NFL owner. I can't wait to see what the owners said about their own players in private conversations. We demand every NFL player release your texts from just the past week. Who needs 10 years? Want to bet they used all the exact same offensive language as John Gruden and much worse? Want to bet the black players used racist terms and hate speech towards white players, coaches, and owners in their texts? I'll bet. Want to bet? I'll bet. I can't wait to see those texts. I'm betting 1 week of the players' texts would be enough to close the entire league down. You really want to fire coaches based on words? Have you ever heard the filthy, vile, vulgar, racist, and sexist language of rappers hired by the NFL to perform at Super Bowl halftime shows? And then there's the NFL players who commit acts of brutality, assault, and violence upon women and are allowed back onto the field. Look up Richard Sherman. He's playing right now for the Super Bowl champs. But John Gruden had a go? Over words? From private emails? From 10 years ago? Are you kidding? This was a shameful public lynching of John Gruden. It's time to look at the emails and texts of everyone in the NFL. Let he is without sin cast the first stone. That's my column coming out on Sunday, newspapers around the country, and at my website tomorrow, rootforamerica.com, and many other conservative websites around the country, the shameful public lynching of John Gruden. Just think about everything I said for a minute, because the media made it like this was such an easy decision to make, so simple, so natural. Who would keep a coach who actually called someone a pussycat? Who would keep a coach who called someone the F word for gay people? Who would keep a coach who made fun of the lips of the Players Association, leader, whatever his name is. He is the Players Association union chief, I guess, is the name for him. So, listen, John Gruden was in a private email with a friend. Is there anybody out there that's never said anything in a private email or text that 10 years later you'd be embarrassed about if it ever got out in public? Are you kidding me? If we're going to start using that standard, everybody's got to go. Everybody. And everyone is the same. I've been around, listen, I'm Jewish. I've been around all my Jewish friends in Hollywood. When I lived in Los Angeles, I had so many liberal Jewish friends. They were directors. They were producers. They were big shot lawyers. They were big shot agents, and when we got alone in a men's locker room after playing whatever sport we were playing, you know, we used to play tennis, we used to play different sports, we used to play football under the Hollywood sign, tackle football under the Hollywood sign. This is when I'm going back to me being 27, 28 years old, and when you hear what guys say, and I'm talking pathetic, liberal guys who are big shots in Hollywood, when you hear what they say about women and gays, everything in the world, if there's nobody watching or listening except you and your friends, you're going to make outrageous statements. I never knew that standard applied to whether you could keep your job or not. These aren't public speeches. What you say in a private email is none of anybody's business. And to be honest, what John Gruden said, it was offensive. I wish he hadn't said it. I don't like it. But it wasn't even that big a deal. It's not like he used the N-word. It's not like he used the F-word for gay people against gay people. He didn't. He used it against straight people, the commissioner of the NFL, right? He used it against the pussycat word. It wasn't used against gay people. It wasn't a gay slur. He used it against the commissioner of the NFL, and he used it against President Biden. But see, that was John Gruden's sin. If he was black or if he was lesbian and he used the same kind of words, but he used them against Donald Trump, the league would have said nothing. They would have jumped to protect him. Nobody would have ever leaked his emails. But, you know, the real argument in here, the real argument that matters is, I want to see the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, release all his emails for the past 10 years. I want to see every NFL owner. I'm a fan of Jerry Jones. I love Jerry Jones. I love the Dallas Cowboys. I think Jerry Jones will go down in history as one of the greatest coaches. How about the owner of the New England Patriots? I can't even think of his name at the moment. Robert Kraft, there you go. The guy was in the massage parlor in Florida getting a little you-know-what job. you don't think a happy ending. You don't think that guy and Jerry Jones, when they get together on email, had some really shocking things to say? So should we make them give up their team ownership? Well, if you ever saw what they said, you would. Going by this, you would. They'd have to give up ownership of the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots. And I'm talking about my boy. I love Jerry Jones. I'm a fan of his. But you know what this guy must say to other people when he's in private conversation? Come on. Give me a break. You know what President Trump said when he thought he was in a private conversation? I just love to grab women's you-know-what, women's private parts. Come on. These are guys having conversations. They don't think the whole world's listening. And I noticed 2 months after that came out, he was elected President of the United States. Do you know what my advice is for John Gruden? Run for the U.S. Senate in Nevada. You'll win. You know, you may not be allowed to be a coach anymore, but just like Trump, we said, grab the you-know-what. Grab women's you-know-what. And everybody was shocked. Oh, my God! And I predicted he'd win the election anyway. Nobody would care. Not a single guy would care, because guys have those conversations in locker rooms all the time. And most women who are married won't care. They're Republican conservatives. They like Trump. And it doesn't matter. All that it offended was people that were never going to vote for Trump anyway. Gays and lesbians and transsexuals and illegal aliens and felons and black voters. None of them were voting for Trump anyway. Same thing with the NFL. These aren't NFL fans that get offended by stupid comments by John Gruden. They've never bought a ticket. They've never watched a game. They've never bet on a game. They don't matter, you dummies at the NFL. You dunces. You don't even understand your own customers. Your own customers don't care about what John Gruden said. We look at those words and go, you know, I wish he hadn't done it, but it doesn't matter. Did Gruden win yesterday? That's all that matters. And, of course, he lost to the Chicago Bears the other day. Right after losing the Bears, that's when he got fired. Or more accurately, was forced to walk the plank. So maybe that's what it was all about. His 10-year, $100 million contract, the Raiders didn't want to pay anymore. Maybe. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the author of the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, number one in about 20 categories at Amazon for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, and on all the bestseller lists, even if it's not number one at this point, because I haven't done as many media interviews for the last few days. That's why my voice is much better today. God, you have no idea what it's like doing 6 or 8 interviews a day before you do a 2 or 3 hour afternoon radio show. My voice was just gone every time when I got to the radio show. And after 2 or 3 hours of doing the radio show, it was beyond gone. It was really rough to even talk at dinner that night with Cindy, my wonderful fiance. My voice was just gone. It was like being voiceless. But last couple of days, we slowed down a little bit. We're going to start a new campaign next week. But for now, voice is back. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. And Energized Health is the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results of that, people lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. They supercharge their energy. They boost their immune system. They look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for about 11 months or so. And it changed my life. First of all, the first 3 months changed my life. 88 days, a little less than 3 months, I lost 25 pounds. Of inner body fat. I didn't have 25 pounds of weight to lose on my body because I really only weighed 10 pounds more than my perfect weight when I graduated high school and played high school football. So I was only, at the age of almost 60, 10 pounds over that weight. But I lost 7 of those pounds, but I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, much more important. I gained 10 pounds of muscle. So while you're losing fat, you're gaining muscle. So you don't really lose that many pounds, but you lose all that fat that's around your inner body organs, your visceral fat. But don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or just cut to the chase. Go to Energized Health right now. Easy phone number, toll free, 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention war. Wayne Allyn Root and get 40% off. 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895. I look great. I feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look years younger, and I look fantastic. And it's all because of Energized Health and the breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. 888-444-8895. So my whole opening monologue was really about John Gruden and how ridiculous it is and how this is representative of what's happening to our entire society. And you know what the whole moral to the story is? Never apologize. Never, ever, ever apologize. Don't. Because every person that apologizes loses their job. Not a single liberal in the world ever forgives you when you apologize. They're out to kill us. They're out to scalp us. They want to destroy us. They want to ruin us. They want to bankrupt us. So the minute you apologize, they use that to go on offense and destroy your life and say an apology isn't enough, you're a racist. So rather, you've got to do what Donald Trump did. Not only not apologize, but double down and say you were right and never apologize. And that's the lesson John Gruden missed. He didn't understand that. You're dead once you start apologizing because liberals don't accept apologies. See, if it was just as simple as, look, I wish I hadn't said it. It was a mistake. I'll never do it again. You know, I love coaching football. Let me coach football. If they go, okay, all right, then apologize. But if when you apologize, they see it as a sign of weakness, and they use that to attack. See, he admitted he did wrong. He's got to go. Then there's no point in ever apologizing. Tell them to screw themselves and announce a $1 billion lawsuit against the NFL and the commissioner who clearly leaked this thing and the reporter who was involved in it. They had no right to leak private emails. None. They had no right to ruin your career. And here's a good example, and it's never going to end. Never going to end. The more you apologize, the worse it's going to get. They're all going to dig for your back stuff. Screw you. I double down. And so woke activists try to cancel Hollywood legend Clint Eastwood for a decades-old Academy Awards quip. The controversial remark occurred during the 1973 Academy Awards ceremony. He was targeted to be canceled. This poor guy is like 90 years old, Clint Eastwood, and one of the great actors in the history of America, and people love him. And the clip in question comes from the 73 Academy Awards, keep the music low, in which actor Marlon Brando refused to accept his award for Best Actor in The Godfather and instead sent a Native American activist on stage to lament Hollywood's treatment of American Indians. And so, let's see, what did Eastwood, who had just come off several popular Western movies, including The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and Dirty Harry, said, I don't know if I should present this award on behalf of all the cowboys shot in all the John Ford Westerns over the years. And 48 years later, progressive activists tried to take him out. And luckily, it appears they failed. But it just goes to show you that a joke 48 years ago, and this guy Gruden in private emails, talking to his best friend at the time, president of the Washington Redskins, making comments about the commissioner of the NFL and using terms. Who cares?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Multiple unions throughout the nation are going on strike. About 10,000 members of the UAW are on strike against John Deere after the union rejected a wage deal with the farm equipment company. They joined 2,000 hospital workers and 1,400 Kellogg's workers in Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee already off the job. President Biden is continuing to promote vaccine mandates, although the Washington Post reported last month that vaccine mandates imposed by hospitals have led to many unvaccinated workers to leave or be terminated, which is exacerbating a shortage in skilled nursing and bedside care. There were also 173,000 fewer school employees in September 21 than in February 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We'll be right back. Line Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, the root's on fire. Wayne Allyn-Root, a.k.a. War. Welcome to the Root Zone. Conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior and capitalist evangelist. I used to say, you know, I was the biggest fan in the world of Ronald Reagan. He was my favorite of all time until Trump came along. Now Trump definitely usurped him, and Trump is my favorite of all time, my favorite president of all time, my favorite politician of all time, and Reagan is a second. And third is Barry Goldwater, and fourth is Jack Kemp. Those are my heroes. I don't know how many people out there remember Jack Kemp. But Jack Kemp was a NFL Hall of Famer, amazing quarterback for, I think it was for Buffalo and San Diego, if I remember correctly. San Diego of the old AFL league, and then when the leagues merged, I think the Buffalo Bills of the NFL. And he was a many-time All-Pro quarterback, and then he became a United States Congressman Republican, and he was one of the most, just a lot like me, a very gung-ho, smiling, enthusiastic guy who sold conservatism with that big smile. And because he played football, very interesting background like mine. You know, there's just very few Republicans that spent any time around anything but white people. And I grew up in a black town, went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school, and spent my whole life around black people. Jack Kemp spent his life in locker rooms around black players. So he just was fantastic on the campaign trail with black voters. And I think, you know, in his district, he won by miles, by massive landslides. He got white votes, black votes, Republican votes, Democrat votes. He just took from all sides. Great, great politicians. What was that? The Lions? I think you're talking about his son. I don't think Jack played for any of those, all those teams you just said. We'll look it up in the break. You could be right, but I only know him from San Diego and Buffalo. Those were his All-Pro. I don't remember him ever playing for the Lions. But he had a son that played as a backup quarterback for like 10 different teams in the NFL. But coming to you from the house that Root built on USA Radio, it is Wayne Allyn-Root, raw and unfiltered. Guest is actually here. I did not know that. We've got our guest. All right, good. Christian Adams is with us. He's the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and he's got all kinds of interesting things to talk to us about. And I want to extend the conversation because he does legal foundation work. I want to extend it to vaccine mandates from election integrity and see if he's got anything to say about that, too. But I know he's an election guy, so we'll talk about the election and Texas's election integrity law with Christian Adams. Christian, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
Hey, great to be here. Thank you.
Are you just an election guy, or does your foundation handle any of the vaccine mandate stuff? Because I think that's the biggest issue in America right now, is people losing their jobs and their pensions and their livelihoods because they don't want to take a vaccine. And I thought maybe your organization would be involved in that as well.
Well, we were involved in the whole COVID litigation in the election when they tried to break all the rules using COVID. And this is just a distant cousin of the same thing, isn't it? You know, having the government telling you what to do, which of course is totally unconstitutional. The federal government was never given power by the founders to stick needles into people. That didn't exist as a power in the Constitution.
Right. And it's still, look, I love it when liberal friends of mine say, I was at dinner one night about a month ago, and a liberal friend of mine said, Wayne, what is the big deal? You took the polio vaccine, didn't you? You took the smallpox vaccine. You mentioned like five of them, right? And my answer was, well, last I checked, nobody told you to take the polio vaccine and then told you it's okay, though, you'll get a little polio. No one told you to take the smallpox vaccine and said, okay, after you get it, you'll probably get polio. People get COVID left and right after taking the COVID vaccine, and people are getting sick and dying left and right after taking the COVID vaccine, not of COVID, of the vaccine. That's the VAERS report. So you'd have to be blind to not acknowledge that there is some inherent danger in this vaccine. I never heard about anybody dying from the polio vaccine, and I never heard about anybody getting polio from the polio vaccine. vaccine. The point of the vaccine, Christian, is you shouldn't get polio once you've been vaccinated with the polio vaccine. This one, everybody that gets it gets COVID, and they say, that's okay, that's normal. No, it's not. If you're going to get COVID, why do I need the vaccine? To me, the whole thing is absurd.
Right. I mean, of course, I guess the alternative is to look at what it would be like without the vaccine, which could be something that makes the 1918 epidemic look small. But it should be someone's choice. That's the bottom line. It shouldn't be a government mandate. By the way, I'm a U.S. Commissioner on Civil Rights. I'm on the federal government United States Commission on Civil Rights. I'm a Trump appointee. I will be the last Trump appointee in office in 2025 in any part of the federal government. The point is this. Because I have this commission, I've never set foot in a federal office because we still haven't reopened. Like, none of the employees come to work. It's got lots of federal employees who work there. Because I'm a federal commissioner, I have a federal vaccine mandate. Now, I already happen to get the vaccine, but under what authority does the federal government have to mandate the vaccine of federal employees? I'm not a full-time federal employee. This is a side gig, if you will. But I've gotten a mandate that I have to have the vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on your view of the vaccine. If you're comfortable with it, great. As I say, if you want the vaccine, get it. If it had been me, I would have resigned rather than taken the vaccine. Everybody's got their own opinion, but I would have resigned my position rather than get the vaccine. Everybody, you know, has to do what they feel comfortable with. That's all. No big deal. That's your
right,
choice.
And I already resigned one government job, and I worked at the Justice Department over principle. The point is, I already had the vaccine when the mandate came out, so it was no big deal to me. But the question is, what power does the federal government have to mandate this?
Right. And by the way, your whole scenario of how people don't come to work in Washington, D.C. reminds me of I was invited in Trump's last year three times to the White House. I went to the Hanukkah party, I went to the Christmas party, and I went to the what was the name? When the Israel and the Arab countries signed the peace treaty, the Abraham Accords.
Right.
The Abraham Accords. And all three times I went with my fiance and we walked, and normally we walk from the Trump Hotel to the White House. And it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. There was no traffic. There was no cars. There was no pedestrian traffic. All the restaurants were boarded up. All the government buildings were closed. There wasn't a human being going in or out. How can government run like that? The rest of us in the private sector go to work every day. How could they all avoid? COVID isn't killing the whole world. Everybody doesn't have to run away from their government building. What is the matter with all these government people? How can they continue to get paid and not show up for work? I don't understand the whole thing.
Well, you left an important part out. You did say get paid, but I don't think most of the people listening right now have any idea how much these people are paid.
Right, I do.
How much
yeah,
they're
I know.
Paid.
A lot.
The average federal government salary, you're looking at $140,000, $150,000 a year, $170,000 a year in some cases. And these people are not showing up for work. They're not showing up for work. They're earning and don't forget, they're earning $170,000 a year, but then they're getting free life insurance. They're getting government health care. So when you really look at the true cost, they're really making about $210,000. That's right. And they're not showing up for work. And they're not being told to show up. They're being told that they can stay home.
Unbelievable. Only in government. There's nobody in the private sector who can do that. I mean, I never stopped working 1 hour of one day during the whole COVID thing because I got to keep making money to pay my mortgage and to pay for my kids in college and to pay for my cars and pay for my vacations. But government employees don't have to worry about stuff like this, Christian. They just get not only this big salary you mentioned, but I have no pension. The day I quit, I get nothing. The day I retire, I get nothing. These people get multi-million dollar pensions.
If you knew the benefits package that federal government retirees get, they get two different types. Not only do they get a direct cash payment from the government after they've been there 5 years, it could be in the neighborhood of, $100,000 a year. They also get what's called TSP, Thrift Savings Plan, where it's like what most people are familiar with, but the taxpayers are contributing about 50% of the donations to it. And you can accrue, and I have myself, accrue hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer matches over the course of your career, and you live like a king once you turn 65. It's a retirement program that nobody in the private sector sector has, not even like NFL players.
Right. And by the way, nobody I know in the private sector, outside of maybe an executive at a top corporation, but I really don't know people like that. All my friends are small businessmen and women. That's who I know. People who work for small business and people who own small business. I don't know anyone who actually has good health insurance. Nobody do I know. Government employees all have the greatest health insurance in the world. My health insurance is not the greatest in the world. It's amazing that there's such a privileged class. And that, by the way, this wasn't the topic of why you're on, Christian. So
right.
if you'd hold through the break, we're about to go to a break in a minute, and then we can get into the whole Texas election integrity law, which I think is so important. Do you have time to hang for another segment?
Standing by.
Oh, good, good. Chris, what's our time? I don't even know. We still have a minute to go. So I'll just set the plate. Christian Adams, his actual name is J. Christian Adams, but he goes by Christian. Christian is president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, and they filed a motion to intervene to help defend Texas's election integrity law against a lawsuit that claims the election integrity reform violates the Voting Rights Act. So we're gonna dig into all of that when we get back. Obviously, I'm very pro Texas's election integrity law, as is Christian and his organization, the Public Interest Legal Foundation. All of that we get back with great J. Christian Adams, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, my website, rootforamerica.com. Rootforamerica.com. My email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. We shall return. USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered with Wayne Allen Root.
An amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com, because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at VetsAndHorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Tangible Investment, sponsor of this segment of the show. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America, 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold just one rare coin collection alone for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation, which means they're the best of the best. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. But the biggest advantage for you is Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in America. Tangible will sell you gold because of that at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Unheard of. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. Just say Root. That's it. Root. R-O-O-T, and you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments toll-free at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. All right, back with J. Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. So, Christian, explain the lawsuit and all the problems with the Texas law. Obviously, you know that I'm on your team. I don't think there's anything racist about, asking for voter ID or tightening up voter fraud type of regulations, because I'm laughing, because even if you're pro-vaccine, and I'm not, forget about that for a minute. Let's forget about who's pro or anti-vaccine. I am anti-vaccine mandate, and with the mandate, they're asking me to produce, if I want to walk in a restaurant, a nightclub, a bar, if I want to eat at a supermarket, if I want to walk in and get food in certain cities around the world, you have to show your government-issued ID and your vaccine passport information at all times. So if it was racist to ask for ID to vote, why is it now okay to ask for it every minute, all day long, 365 days a year?
Well, of course, in the Washington area, there's lots of restaurants. It's not just for cities around the world. It's right here where I live in D.C. You have to show you've been vaccinated in order to get in. But look, you seized on an issue where they're hypocritical, where, it's a bunch of hypocrites who want you to show the passport to get into the dining establishment in Virginia, which, by the way, is a totally true story. I can name the names of the place. And on the other hand, Virginia has no voter ID, where you don't vote with any voter ID. I mean, that's just how it is. Welcome to America 2021, where the lunatics who want to control your life have taken over.
They have. So what's happening in Texas? Give us an overview of what's going on there.
Right. Same thing that's happening in Georgia. Georgia and Texas both passed similar laws where absentee ballots, which, of course, everyone knows. I've litigated these cases at the Justice Department. Everyone knows absentee ballots are the worst form of voting because they're the most liable for fraud. And so both states passed a law that just said, look, just to make sure it's you getting the ballot, write down your last four digits of your social number or something else on the ballot, or I'm sorry, on the application, so we know it's really you. Well, of course, this is Jim Crow, right? This is we're back in 1964. You have to write a number down,
right?
So that's what's happened. So then the Justice Department in Georgia and LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, an open borders radical group, has sued the state of Texas and the state of Georgia under the Voting Rights Act to say that this is illegal.
And you are doing what? How does your Public Interest Legal Foundation get involved in this?
Right. We've intervened to help. We've filed to get into both of these cases to help the state, because I will tell you that the state is not going to make every argument they can make. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, Texas, they're solid. Yeah, but they're not going to admit they got rotted voter rolls, which they do in many places in Texas. The Texas defendant government is not going to go, oh, well, we need these voter ID rolls because our voter rolls are a mess in a bunch of counties. And same with Georgia. Georgia's not going to allege that the law is unconstitutional, that the Justice Department is proceeding under, because that would be politically incorrect to do so, right? You can't say that this Federal Voting Rights Act is being unconstitutionally used, because after all, it's the Voting Rights Act, and nobody ever wants to criticize the Voting Rights Act. And our organization, Public Interest Legal Foundation, said, if you're going to use the voting rights this way, the Voting Rights Act this way, then it's unconstitutional, and we're going to come make those arguments to the court because we know you won't do it.
Well, I mean, the good news is, despite all the problems, I mean, I'm worried about rigged elections. That's what I worry about all day long. It seems like if the election were held today, Biden would go down to a landslide defeat. The good news is, at this very moment, I just came across my ticker that for the first time in I don't know how long, Donald Trump is now the betting favorite to win the 2024 presidential election. At all the British sports books, Trump is now the favorite to win the 2024 election. He hasn't even announced he's running yet. We don't even know if he's running against Biden or Kamala Harris, but Trump is a huge favorite over Biden and a monstrous favorite over Kamala Harris. So, Christian, there is hope. If you keep working on all these voter fraud situations and we get a little voter ID in there, I think we're in great shape as long as elections aren't rigged. That's a big asterisk. As long as elections aren't rigged, I think everyone's starting to understand that Biden is the most incompetent and hated president since he makes Jimmy Carter look good. Jimmy Carter's favorite thing in life is Biden coming along. So we got a shot here. J. Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. Thank you, Christian, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.